USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What was Hurricane Florence, now a tropical depression, expected to dump over 3 feet of rain before it moves out of the Carolinas tomorrow. Major General Bob Livingston of the South Carolina National Guard says,
We may be looking at some historic floods in this area. We've had some pretty good floods before, but there could be some pretty high floods coming in. So when we look at the long-term floods, we're still looking a week or so out before we're able to start recovering in the low-lying areas.
The remnants of Hurricane Florence are now dumping rain on central and eastern Pennsylvania. The president to visit areas affected by Hurricane Florence later this week. Authorities in Kansas say a sheriff's deputy has been killed in the line of duty in Sedgwick County. And this is USA Radio News.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Officials in Massachusetts are allowing thousands of people from three communities to return home after a gas leak caused dozens of fires and explosions last Thursday. One person died, 25 others were hurt in the fires in Andover, North Andover, and Lawrence. Crews had to shut off over 8,000 gas meters, making sure homes were cleared of any gas. Investigators for the NTSB looking at a pressure sensor that was on a gas line that was being retired. A drama series could be stealing the show at Monday night's primetime Emmy Awards. Game of Thrones leading the nominations for the third straight year with 22, followed by Westworld with 21, and Handmaid's Tale with 20. The Emmys take place at the Microsoft Theater in Los Angeles. They'll air live on NBC. Oh, and you can find us anytime at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Former Watergate journalist and author Bob Woodward took to the Sunday talk shows to promote his new book, Fear, about the Trump White House. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
Woodward tells CNN's Fareed Zakaria's GPS show that he has recordings with nearly everyone he interviewed for his book.
With people who were participants, and the agreement with the sources was, I'm not going to name you, but I'm going to use this information if I can verify it. And so I was able to do that.
Woodward said that in his 2 years of investigating for his book, Fear, he found no evidence of collusion or espionage between Trump and Russia. Woodward said he looked for it hard and yet turned up nothing. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
As millions of people remain without power from Florence in the Carolinas, a number of safety warnings have been issued. John Clemens reports.
At this stage, Florence is more about water than wind, as the storm's catastrophic flooding from the heavy rains remain one of the biggest threats. The slow pace of the storm through the region could mean another 1.5 feet by the end of the weekend. Carbon monoxide poisoning is one of the concerns, with safety experts warning to only use a portable generator outdoors in a dry area at least 20 feet away from the doors, windows, or air vents. When using a generator, use a battery-powered or battery backup CO detector inside. I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.